Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, we are joined by the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director, Barbie Heck. Barbie, I love having you on. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Aiden. I appreciate being here.
And you guys have continued to be busy throughout the year. It feels like every time that's how we start this. You guys are just so busy out in the community, getting involved with these businesses. And you guys just recently wrapped up your last chamber luncheon, and that was an absolute blast, wasn't it?
Thank you. It was really successful.
And so, you know, moving right along, you got the April luncheon coming up right around the corner. You got to RSVP by April 11th, but let's talk about this upcoming luncheon for a second. What can people expect from this?
Well, first, we're back at the Country Club, which is super exciting. We haven't had a luncheon at the Country Club for a while. And our guest speaker in April is Roger Coyle, Regional Director for the Small Business Development Center. Should be super interesting. The topic is what one man can do, another can do. So looking forward to hearing from Roger. Also, the business spotlights this month are Angela Murray from Custom Fit and Packard Wholesale. And then our community spotlight is Price City's Renaissance Festival, which is coming up quick.
No, I always love these business spotlights and the community spotlights. They're just a great way to highlight things that normally people might not be talking about. This is a great way to help spread the word about them. So I'm excited to see what they have to say. And of course, Renaissance Festival, always a big hit around here.
Oh, yes. It's so much fun. And we appreciate Castle Country Radio. It's always so good to come to our events and write articles. And we appreciate you so much.
Yeah, we're happy to support you guys. It's an absolute blast with the chamber. So RSVPs are needed by April 11th. If people want to sign up for this, what's the best way for them to do that?
They can go online, carboncountychamber.net, and they can register there. Or they can call the chamber office, 435-637-2788. $18 for members, $25 for non-members.
And again, that's coming up on noon on the... At noon on Thursday, April 17th at the Carbon County Country Club. Now, moving right along, you guys earlier this year introduced a new social media initiative, and it was showing off at the end of the last lunch, and you guys are doing fun videos of the speakers, some of the different spotlights, all the things going on. So from an administrative perspective, what's it been like kind of trying to push this social media more?
Well, I don't know if you noticed, but Office of Tourism got together with Marketing Elevated, Amanda, and did a free training for social media. So she came to the chamber and we took advantage of that training. And from that, we have kind of refocused our social media presence. And one of the things we're trying to incorporate is videos and reels. So we're trying.
I mean, the videos and reels are the way to get to people now. It's the best way to reach out to people. And there's a lot of creativity you guys can do with it. And you guys have really showed that off. So I really like what you're doing on social media.
Now,
lately, a lot of new businesses have been showing up in the Castle Country area, you know, a few existing businesses, and they're not members of the chamber. So let's talk for a second. If there are people listening to this who might want to get involved with the Chamber of Commerce, what are some of the benefits they might find themselves with?
Well, one is our social media presence. And one of the things that we try to do is we follow all of our members and we share what our members are sharing. So if our members are advertising an event or a special that they're running, we share it forward. We share it also. And then like our luncheons are just terrific networking opportunities. We've had as many as 75. We had 75 people at our March luncheon. You saw, Aiden, the tables are businesses bring flyers or rack cards and business cards, and they put them on the tables. So it's a great way for you to reach out to other business people and for you to advertise what you have going on. And we're just happy to help businesses promote themselves. So if there's some way that we're not doing that, but we could, we are open to hear any suggestions.
Now, again, for people who might not have been listening earlier in the interview, if they want to get involved with the Chamber of Commerce, what's the best way to get in contact with you?
You can call me 435-637-2788 or go to our website, carboncountychamber.net, or you can find us on Facebook and Instagram also.
I think kind of a fun closing topic. You know, we've talked about some of the serious stuff, but you guys have a lot of fun coming up in the future. And one I'm personally very excited for is your upcoming casino night every year. This year happening on May 9th. Always a blast. Let's talk about casino night for a second.
Casino night is my favorite event. And thanks to Slickenstein Poker, They bring all their dealers and the tables. It's such a professional outfit, but also their dealers are so kind and helpful. So if you don't know how to play one of the table games, they're happy to help. But it's just such a fun, it's a fun event. It starts at 7 in the evening. You can purchase tickets for $25 and you'll receive $100 in chips at the door. Or this year there's a new golden ticket. You can buy a golden ticket from a chamber member, and it's $50 for the ticket, and you'll receive $250 in chips at the door. But that is not available on the night of the event, so you have to do that beforehand.
And you have plenty of time to get to it. Again, coming up on May 9th is Casino Night. Now, Barbie, do you have a favorite game at Casino Night, or are you more of a jack of all trades?
You know what? The only thing I don't get to do on Casino Night is play, but I like them all. I love roulette. I love blackjack. I like poker. I like the bingo. We usually have a ton of people playing bingo, and the concessions will be open. The bar will be open. Like, it is such a good time. So
yeah, this is one of the most exciting events every year in the Castle Country area. So I'm glad to see it's happening again, and I get to enjoy it this year. Now, Barbie, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
We are still looking for sponsors for Casino Night. So if you're interested in being a sponsor, whether it's donating a prize, you could be a gaming sponsor for $250, or you could be a high roller sponsor for $500. We are still looking for sponsors. So reach out if you have any questions at all. Again, it's 435-637-2788.
Well, Barbie, thank you again, as always, for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Barbie Heck with the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce, and we were talking a few upcoming events. First, they got their April luncheon coming up on noon on Thursday, April 17th at the Carbon County Country Club, and Casino Night will be held May 9th. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.